Yeah, well, we're super excited as well. Again, you know, Allison and I have been summer residents in Bar Harbor on NBI, you know, for, what, 16, 17 years. And, you know, the Criterion has always been a part of our summers and even times in the off season. And, you know, certainly aware of how important it is to the community writ large, you know, beyond just the island itself. And, you know, certainly it, not just in Maine, but it's not unknown to us that the challenges of running a small theater and the seasonal aspects of it, both from, you know, music, movies, and also being a resource to the community. But I think, you know, we fortunately, you know, have set up this foundation. Last year, I've just retired from the Blackstone Group, where I'd worked for 24 years. And, you know, the focus of the foundation is to help music-oriented nonprofits succeed at their mission. And I think there's a little variation on that in the sense of, you know, the challenges that ultimately led to the closing of the theater. You know, this is bringing it back to life and new energy and, you know, putting things on a financial footing, given it is an old theater that has had some, you know, great renovations going back in time and even, you know, more recently structural work done. And so we're looking forward to opening the theater in June. You know, we're working with Michael Boland, who is a local resident entrepreneur, you know, restaurant owner on the island, who was responsible for the renovation of the theater and owned the theater for a number of years in the past. So he's going to be kind of an interim partner of us to get things back up and going. And our plan is to get a full slate of shows and events going for this season and into the fall and provide a long-term sustainable future for the theater more broadly.
This is amazing. So talk about the universal timing of this. You thought about this foundation and then boom, this thing all happens in front of you.
No, it's very exciting. I think that Steve is very visionary and is very thoughtful and pragmatic about the work that he does and saw this as a real opportunity to have a direct impact on a community that we really, really care about and that we're super excited about being part of something that can really directly impact the people in the community that deserve this type of connection with the arts and programming.
Did you ever picture yourselves involved at this level with a great theater like this?
Absolutely not. We hit the ground running, and it's been an incredible learning curve over the last couple weeks.
So what are some immediate things you need to take care of? You had mentioned to me earlier about getting an executive director. If there are those that want to be involved, I mean, how can people reach out to help all of this come together on your time frame?
Well, that's actually an incredible question because we're super psyched about getting the community involved. We're hopefully going to have some organization around having some theater cleanup, also looking for volunteers to work throughout the summer in numerous positions. I know over the years they have had volunteers working in the theater during different stages through concerts and also during movies. But, you know, we're all ears at this point for ways that people can get involved. And, you know, we want the community to be involved because we want the community to have ownership of what this theater becomes and what it is moving forward well into the future.
If somebody wants more, whether they want to learn more about you, the opening, or they want to get involved, how can they contact you so they can get busy?
They can go to our website at www.criteriontheater.org, or they can email us at info@criteriontheater.org.